Room 11, Discovery and Attempted Conquest. In the 15th century AD, in Europe, at the height of the Renaissance, there began an unprecedented wave of geographic discovery. Driven by their desire to find new trade routes to India and to the Orient, European navigators set sail on uncharted courses across the seven seas. At the forefront was Portugal, followed by Spain, both coastal countries with a seafaring tradition. Portugal, a knowledge with sophisticated knowledge and experienced sailors, discovered a new sea route to the Orient when Vasco da Gama sailed around the southern tip of Africa, which he named the Cape of Good Hope. This important discovery encouraged more sailors to explore new sea routes. We must remember that at this time, people still believed the world was flat, and that beyond the Strait of Gibraltar, the west of Spain, one reached the edge of the earth and ran the risk of sailing into unimaginable danger. But Christopher Columbus accepted the idea that the world was round, and he sailed out from Puerto de Palos in Spain, towards the west in search of a new sea route to India. What Columbus did not know was that the world was much larger than anyone had imagined. When he found the new continent, he changed the course of human history forever. After Columbus reached the American coast, but before Portugal made its great discoveries in Africa, Pope Alejandro VI signed a series of agreements in the Spanish town of Tordesillas, also known as Valladolid. These agreements effectively divided up the Atlantic Ocean, Africa, and the New World between the powers of the day. The Treaty of Tordesillas, signed in 1494, the King of Spain and Portugal drew an imaginary line from north to south, 370 leagues west of the Cape Verde Islands. The treaty gave everything discovered to the east to the King of Portugal and his successors, and everything found to the west to the Honorable King and Queen of Castilla y León and their successors for all time. The treaty established a new world order that framed the European expansion, a long, continuous process of exploration, discovery, and trade driven by the search of a new route to the East Indies. It was during this drive to find a new way to the Orient by the way of the Americas that the Portuguese sailor Hernando de Magallanes came into the scene. Magallanes had been commissioned by Spain, and just 28 years after Columbus had reached the New World. He found that much sought-after sea route through the channel we know today as the Straits of Magellan. After Magellan had discovered his new passage to India, the 16th century mapmakers imagined that the island of Tierra del Fuego was another new continent. So they named it the New Unknown Southern Land, or Terra Australis Incognita. In the beginning, the Spanish crown tried to establish Magallanes' route as the only alternate sea route to the Indies, after the primary route around the Cape of Good Hope in Africa. The first exploratory journeys to the Straits of Magellan were very hazardous, owing to the strong westerly and southwesterly winds blowing at the east end of the strait. These winds were so strong they could blow ships far off the course and even demolish them. Early information about this new continent was somewhat vague and imprecise, so legends about this southern land grew up and spread all over Europe. People on the old continent were inclined to fantasize as they leafed through books and maps describing Patagonia and Tierra del Fuego as strange lands populated by mythical animals, giants, and strange-looking men. Nicknames for these new southern lands proliferated, such as Bigfoot Country, Land of Giants, Magellan's Land, Terra Incognita, Terra Australis Incognita, and Country of the Bonfires. Before long, these names became synonymous with the new territory itself. But a new wave of ocean voyages was on the horizon, as the desire grew for more and better knowledge about the southern part of the world. The Italian explorer Marco Polo's expedition in the 13th century, the Christian crusaders of the 12th and 13th century, and the Spanish and the Portuguese voyages of the discovery in the 15th and 16th century expanded European horizon and led to the publication of a series of geographic works and treatises. In the 15th century, Prince Henry the Navigator of Portugal organized and sponsored expeditions of the African coast and became a major patron of geographic studies. Also essential to geographic advances during that time were the voyages and nautical charts of John Cabot, Juan Díaz de Solís, Vicente Yáñez Pinzón, Juan de la Cosa, and Amerigo Vespucio. Some of the most notable accounts of voyages and discoveries that were published in the 16th century are those of Gian Battista Ramusio of Venice, Richard Hamcutt of England, and Theodore de Bry of Belgium. In all, the expeditions and studies carried out in this period proved beyond a doubt that the Earth was round. This put to rest the popular belief, held especially in the Christian world, that the world was flat. From early on, the Spanish crown intended to conquer the southern lands of the Americas. Spanish citizen Pedro Sarmiento de Gamboa was commissioned by the crown to explore Patagonia to find sites suitable for establishing Spanish cities. In 1582, Sarmiento de Gamboa sailed with 23 ships holding close to 2,500 men to explore these lands, arriving from the Atlantic side and landing in what is today Punta Dungeness. There he founded the first city of the region, calling it Nombre de Jesus. Of the more than 2,000 men, a mere 330 were left, as 180 of them settled in the city and the rest sailed southward to found the city of Rey Don Felipe. According to his writings, Pedro Sarmiento de Gamboa was lost when he sailed out to find supplies. The wind and tide swept him off course and he never returned to the city he had founded. He was captured and imprisoned by the English for 3 years and then released. But when he arrived back in Spain, ill and exhausted, to tell his tale, the crown would not finance a return voyage, but deemed the expedition terminated, leaving the colonists abandoned to their fate. After 3 winters, just 3 of the 330 colonists remained alive. In 1587, the English pirate Thomas Cavendish, who had heard of the city founded by Gamboa, rediscovered it and named it Port Famine, after the tragic fate of the colonists who had come here with Sarmiento de Gamboa. Cavendish's group found only a single man, Tomé Hernández, who told them that 15 men and 3 women remained alive, and all the rest had died of hunger and sickness. Tomé Hernández left on the English ship, and when he arrived in Spain, he gave an account of the event to the king. The display case before you contains some items recovered from an archaeological excavation conducted in mid-1900s at the city of Rey Don Felipe. The items include nails, pottery, musket balls, and a replica of a map of Rey Don Felipe City. Observe also a painting immortalizing the conquest, with ships setting sail to conquer new lands. Underneath is a replica of the monument to Hernando de Magallanes. We will continue our historic journey in room number 12.